The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Time for a bit of Fan Friday action. We have Jay in the red corner. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Gary on as well. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Steve.
Now in the studio as well, Tony Scott. So the Merseyside derby's on the horizon. Let's start with you, Tony. Get me names all mixed up. Gary. Gary, is this a great chance for you? Are you expecting a weakened Liverpool side?
No, to be honest. I think Klopp, the mentality that he has, he's bought into Liverpool Football Club and he's bought into their supporters. And especially with a 3-0 lead going into the second leg, I think if everyone was fit, I personally think he'll play most of them. I don't think anyone will get rested.
So you think no one rested. Jay, what's your perception of the situation?
I think he's sort of like backed into a corner, really, isn't he? Where, you know, having 3 games in 6 days, the intensity levels, and, you know, we come in for a lot of criticism, didn't he, earlier on in the season in the December time when he made changes for the Anfield derby, and, you know, quite rightly so back then. But I think this time around, you know, it's not ideal preparation, is it? You know, the rest that we've had from Wednesday night, and it's an early Saturday game. You know, the ideal preparation, it's not really great, is it? So I think he's backed into a corner, really, and I do think he'll make changes.
Jay, it's Tony here, mate. Do you know, as you just said in the December fixture, where he made wholesale changes, didn't he? Dropped Firmino, dropped Coutinho, and Everton got a point. Do you feel as if he was to make changes like that again, if there was no Salah again and no Firmino and no Mane, do you think he's putting more pressure on himself? Or do you think, it's, you know what, I've just got to be realistic here and think about Tuesday?
Not really, no, because, you know, the most important thing for Liverpool now is the Champions League. So, realistically, last weekend, it gave us a little bit of a cushion. Liverpool went to Palace and got a great 3 points. Chelsea slipped up against Tottenham at home. So, Liverpool have got a 10-point buffer, really, haven't they, from Chelsea, who are in fifth place. So, you know, don't get me wrong, derby games are still massively important, but I think it's circumstantial now. When you've got 3 games in 6 days, you know, sports science is massive in football these days, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's only natural that the players are going to be tired, and Mo Salah can offer an injury anyway in midweek, so it's highly unlikely that he'll be involved in the game. Firmino went off after about an hour, so there's probably a chance he could start the game, but Liverpool have only got 2 fit centre-halves, Van Dijk and Lovren, so be very surprised if both of them played. And you're looking at the full-back areas as well, with Alexander-Arnold and Robertson. You know, there's Moreno there, and there's also Nathaniel Klein, who's back from injury now. So I can see quite a few changes, to be honest, Tony.
Maybe a lot of changes. Right, Gary, where does the psychological part of this all come in? Because Everton have just been on a disastrous run of Merseyside derbies, really.
Yeah, I think that's the main problem, to be honest with you. It's the psyche within the club when it comes to derbies. And that's got to change. How and when it changes, I don't know. But, you know, I think every Evertonian just wants to see 11 players go on the pitch in a derby and give it their all. Whereas they seem to roll over. Liverpool have definitely had the psychological edge over the years. And that's got to change. Now, you know, I've said it before, there's got to be major changes in the club, in the squad, during the summer. And the changes will have to include psychological changes to how we approach games, not just derbies, but how we approach every game. Because that winning mentality does not exist at Everton at this moment in time.
I don't know how you change the psychology, Tony.
The thing is, I can understand what Gary's saying there, but I look at Everton's team and you've got Jordan Pickford, who's quite a confident lad, yet he's a young lad. You've got Leighton Baines, experience. Seamus Coleman, captain of Ireland. Phil Jagielka, captain of Everton. Wayne Rooney, ex-captain of England, Manchester United. So a lot of experience in there. Gylfi Sigurdsson, when he plays Iceland. And Theo Walcott's very experienced as well. So as in looking at winning mentality, I totally agree with what Gary's saying, but all these have got that winning mentality elsewhere. They've all been round the block and they've all won things at other clubs, whereas in the play, they're not now fitting at Everton. And I look at the role that when players sound for Everton, there's no one passing that down to them. He's an inspirational figure. Can I look at Jordan Henderson as a prime example? Because when Jordan Henderson came to Liverpool, he was criticised, blah, blah, blah. But he's had Steven Gerrard to look up to. as like a father figure, so to speak, this is what I'm going to inspire to. And now he's passing that on. Now Liverpool's team, now we've just been speaking off air, haven't we, Steve? There's no egos in it now. They're all working for each other. And that's what, dare I say, Everton, the players who sign for Everton, there's no identity in it. There's no player you can say, he's going to fit there. That's where we're going to play. They just bought and played in a natural position, and that's it. Where it, I think that's what I totally agree with Gary saying. This summer, Everton have got to identify a way of playing, a manager and a player, and that's the way we are going to play, regardless of win, lose or draw for the next 6 to 8 months. And I think I totally agree with what Gary's saying.
Jay, if it is a second string Liverpool side, is that still good enough to beat Everton?
Quite possibly. I mean, if you look back to the December game, Liverpool made quite a lot of changes in that game, and I know we ended up dropping points later on, a silly mistake from Lovren to give away a penalty, but Liverpool dominated and controlled that game. We had probably 70% possession. We didn't have as many shots on target in the game, but Liverpool were really dominant, and if Mane would have squared at the Salah right on half-time, would have been 2-0. Another day at the start of the second half, Salah had a header. It just went wide, and you know the game could have been put to bed early, but you know it wasn't, and we ended up dropping points. So who's to say that this Liverpool team, if we do go weak again tomorrow, that we can't get the 3 points? But you know, at the end of the day, it's a different kettle of fish going to Goodison than it is playing at Anfield, because Everton have actually been quite decent at home this season, haven't they, to be fair? So it's going to be a tough game, and probably Everton's best chance in a long time of beating us. I mean, is it 8 years since they last registered a derby win? So no, this is their best chance, make no mistake of that, because Liverpool will certainly have one eye on the second leg next week.
Is this the one big thing left this season, Gary, for you?
probably is, Steve, yeah. You know, if we can win on Saturday, it'll give us Evertonians one little thing to be happy with this season, because the season's been absolutely disastrous in my eyes. So, yeah, it probably is. You know, if we get 3 points on Saturday, and get one over our friendly neighbours, like it's definitely something to celebrate over the weekend and take into next season, because as Jay's just said, 8 years is a long time to not win any fixture, let alone against your local rivals. So yeah, I agree with that.
Gary, just a quick one off me, mate. Do you know, on the atmosphere front, we've seen what Liverpool supporters did at Anfield during the week, though, they can generate an atmosphere. How have you felt the way the atmosphere has been at Goodison this season? And do you think that what needs to change in regard to the fans? Is it a player thing? Is it a fan thing? Is it a combination? Because for me, I don't think the atmosphere has been anywhere near what it should be at Goodison.
No, I agree. That emanates from the pitch, though, doesn't it, Tony? You know, I think what we've watched this season has been nothing short of abysmal. So that does feed back into the crowd. You know, we're capable of, as a club, of generating, you know, some of the big games at Goodison, the atmosphere, it's been rocking. But, you know, the fans have got to feel like the team are involved as well, and the team are giving them something, as well as the fans giving something back to the team. So it does go hand in hand for me. I'm sure the atmosphere on Saturday will be fantastic, because if you can't get yourself up as a supporter for the derby, then, you know, you shouldn't be there. But I think generally over the season, I think it goes hand in hand, to be honest with you.
Let's finish on a word about atmosphere at Anfield. It was phenomenal the other night, arguably even better than the Chelsea semi-final, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, Anfield European nights are special, aren't they? Because, you know, it's not the first time this has happened. We go back 13 years ago against Chelsea, and Chelsea were the dominant force back then. You know, they were more than 20 points ahead of us, I think it was, in the league table, and the champions of England, and Liverpool beat them 1-0, and you know, look what happened the other night. Man City have ran away with the league this season. They're going to probably wrap it up on Saturday against Manchester United, and you know, Liverpool just took them to the cleaners in the first half, 3-0. Second half was a little bit ropey, but it's all about the atmosphere, being the 12th man, and Liverpool have got it down to a T, haven't they?
It's amazing. Right, let's get some score predictions. Tony, for the derby.
I'm predicting it's first 10 minutes for me is absolutely crucial. I harped on about it before, Steve. I think the 10 minutes in this, it's first goal the winner. Because of the changes I'm expecting Liverpool to make, if Everton was to score first, the crowd will get behind them, they'll smell blood, and they could get 2 or 3. Whereas in the opposite side of that...
Just give me a score. Are you saying 3-0 Everton?
Either way, I'm thinking one team will give another team a hiding. That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Jay?
You know what, Steve? You're going to be very surprised by my special scoreline that I always go for. And all things considered, it is Everton's best chance of beating us. But as you spoke about before, the mental block, it's like a psychological thing. And even if Liverpool do play the weakened team, I still fancy us, so I'll go for a 2-1 Liverpool win.
Good lad. Gary?
I'm going to be positive for a change, Steve. I'm going to go 2-1 Everton.
Hey, that's not like you. There must be something in the air on Merseyside.
But it's Liverpool.
Jay, Gary, thank you very much indeed. Have a great weekend, boys. Radio City Talk.